This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Soil temperatures are finally reaching a point where gardeners can start planting some of the cool season crops. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, says potatoes and peas are two of the earliest crops that we can plant in Kansas. Greg, we finally reached that point. It seems like we've been talking for months now about things that we can't do, but now we can finally start doing some things. There are some early season crops that we can start planting.
There are. It's all based on soil temperatures, and once they get about 40 degrees, that opens up a window for planting our cool season vegetables. As we approach St. Patrick's Day, that's kind of the kickoff, if we will. And you think about Irish potatoes, getting those in the ground around this time. They're a cool season plant, so the sooner you get it going, the better it's going to be.
You mentioned the soil temperature, and I assume that we are well above that at this point?
Well, it fluctuates. And so what we want to achieve is a continuous warming trend in our soils. You can check that out, get a cheap thermometer and put it in the ground. Test the temperature around 10:30, 11 a.m. That's kind of the average for the day. And once we have several days of 40 degrees, several meaning 5, 6, maybe a whole week, we can probably plant our cool season vegetables, at least some of them. Peas are probably one of the earliest things we can get in the ground, and it's best to do that because we only get one shot. Many of these cool season vegetables we can plant in the fall. But peas, that soil temperature is too warm usually when we're planting them in the fall to have a very good stand. So if you like peas, this is kind of our only opportunity to get that crop in.
You mentioned the potatoes, the peas, what else? Maybe not right now, but in the next few weeks.
Yeah, if it stays 40 degrees, those are kind of the beginning temperatures for planting our cool season, let's say lettuce and spinach. You might start to see some broccoli plants in the stores, transplants that you would be putting in there. Onions are very cold tolerant, so if you find either the sets or the bunch of plants, those could go in the ground. So yeah, as long as the ground's not too wet, we don't want to be compacting our soils when we're out there. So if our soil's able to accept a seed or the hoe to get a row there for your onions to plant, we could go ahead and do that.
So this is kind of just kicking things off. We're starting a small part of the garden right now, and so we also need to make sure that we know exactly where things need to go.
Yeah, you definitely would like to have a little map, if you will. Know where you planted last year and kind of rotate our crops. That's just a good cultural practice to do. Helps with nutrients, helps with maybe some pest issues. So that's good. The other thing I was thinking about is some of our perennial vegetables, or at least are considered vegetables. Our rhubarb, asparagus, March is a great month to get those started. And again, if the soils allow you to work the soil, that would be something that I would definitely consider to get those planted.
We can find these at really any nursery?
Yeah, I've been looking around at some of our different retail outlets, and they are coming more readily available. And they should be. The seeds have been out for a while, but if you're looking at like an asparagus root or the rhubarb, those things are a little more tender. So they should be coming out real shortly if they're not here.
A lot to think about. And in terms of care, I guess we just kind of follow the directions on the package?
That's great instructions. We kind of based everything on our weather conditions and a little moisture after you plant these things. But a great resource is our Kansas Garden Guide. Always want to stress the importance of looking at that literature. It's very good information for our vegetable gardening. And just base that on our weather conditions when we can get some of our things planted. Kansas is a unique state as far as growing conditions, and we do have the recommended varieties that you may want to seek out. So get that publication for sure. See if you can find those tried and true vegetable varieties. And we like to experiment as gardeners too. So there'll probably be some that you find that aren't on the list that you want to try. So that's part of the fun of gardening.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone. The Kansas Garden Guide is available online and through the K-State Research and Extension bookstore or your county and district extension offices. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.